The following is an exclusive podcast for the Dermatology Digest. Today, Dr. Janine Downey, Director, Image Dermatology, Montclair, New Jersey, discusses non-invasive fat removal, including evolution of technology, treatment approach, results, and combination therapies. Here's Dr. Downey.
Hello, I'm Dr. Janine Downey. I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I practice out of my own practice, Image Dermatology, in Montclair, New Jersey. I am referring back to a lecture I gave in Aspen at Cosmetic Bootcamp in mid-June, where we talked about non-invasive fat melting slash body contouring, and we did that with the LipoCell. The LipoCell is a machine owned by Perigee, a company I find very, very easy to work for. There's not a lot of disposables, which I love, and it is HIFU, high-frequency ultrasound. So it's much like the liposonics technology from the previous cycle, 5-7 years ago, except this machine, you don't have to be twilighted. You can drive yourself to the practice. We do the LipoCell, and then you drive yourself home. So it's not quite so painful at all, but it still does work because it produces true apoptosis. That is how you can tell whether a machine for non-invasive fat melting works or not, because apoptosis is the elimination of fat cells. And so this focused ultrasound does cause the elimination of fat cells. So it's true elimination. So you basically are doing the LipoCell mainly. I do it on the stomach, I do it on the flanks, and I do it on the inner thighs, as well as some back fat. So those are my four main focused areas. And for purposes of the Cosmetic Bootcamp demonstration, we did it on the abdomen. So it eliminates targeted fat cells permanently, induces a metamorphism of the collagen fibers, and it can, for some people, depending on the quality of their skin and the tone of their skin, can achieve a lifting effect. The heated fat cells are helped by macrophages and are discharged through the lymphatic system, which is why I encourage my patients to drink a lot of water before, during, and after the procedure. There will be a temporary volume reduction immediately noticed post-op, but LipoCell is something that we typically do once a month. So we weigh the patients, we measure the patients, we take a lot of photographs, and then we get started with the procedure. The majority of patients take the procedure quite seriously. And so they're exercising and they're trying to eat healthy. I recommend everybody go on a Mediterranean diet. That's been the number one diet in America for the past 23 years, with a lot of fish and chicken and some meats and olive oil and high protein, nothing out of a box, no processed foods, that type of thing. So I recommend everybody get on the Mediterranean diet. Very, very, very little sugar, because that causes glycation and inflammation, and we're trying to get rid of that. So after 12 weeks, maximum effects are seen, but we do typically once a month for at least 3 months, if not 4 months. And the patient is losing inches. The patient is losing, you know, like I said, mainly I do belly fat, although I do back fat. I'll do sidebar fat, the love handles, and I'll do inner thigh fat, as it were. So with this machine, I mentioned that you don't have to twilight the person because there's significant contact cooling. So we're spraying distilled water on during the contact cooling phase. And this can be used in males and females, all races and ethnicities, from the lightest of light skin to the darkest of dark skin, which is just what I like, to be able to use it on everybody. So the contact cooling reduces pain, protects the epidermis, and you can actually go for a higher energy because of the contact cooling system. Without the contact cooling, you would get burns, obviously, faster, and that's obviously not what anybody's looking for, and knock wood, I've never had any burns with the LipoCell. So it's a more comfortable procedure. There's no downtime. The patients are right back to work or play. And the treatments are roughly, depending on what area, if you're doing a moderate-sized abdomen, it can take about 45 minutes in the office, that type of thing. In terms of contraindications, obviously pregnant or lactating women, no thank you. Patients with fat below 1 centimeter, not going to work. they say patients with a BMI over 30, I really do more of a BMI over 32. And if somebody has a large scar, which actually showed a lipocell patient that had a very large scar from an emergency gallbladder removal who hated it. So we wound up doing lipocell on her, and then we did intracell, the radiofrequency microneedling, on her to reduce the scar size. So I will do it sometimes with large scars in the areas, as long as they know that the lipocell technology is fat melting technology and it's not going to take away the scars. You can see slight edema sometimes, some slight bruising. A couple of my patients complain about itching afterwards. But like I said, there's no significant downtime at all. And so I encourage my patients to eat and drink properly and to make sure they're exercising, because that actually will wind up working far better for them. And like I said, I weigh and I measure every time they come in, because, you know, there are a couple of patients that are wonderful but think it's a get out of jail free card. And I assure them that it's not, and that we're keeping track. And if they have, if they're a woman and they have their period, they've got to tell me that they're bloated. If they've been having beer all weekend and partying, they need to tell me that. I need to know kind of what's what. Summing it up, I guess I would say this is a non-invasive fat melting technology that I use by itself, or as I mentioned in my lecture, I'll use it with the M-Sculpt Neo, which is basically 20,000 sit-ups in a half an hour. That is electromagnetic energy, and that actually causes true apoptosis, or death and destruction of fat cells as well. So that burns 30% fat and builds 25% muscle, helps significantly with my patients with diastasis recti. So a lot of times I'll debulk the abdomen with the lipocell, and then I'll use the M-Sculpt Neo. So they work very well in conjunction. And the M-Sculpt Neo also is great for all skin types, races and ethnicities, and both sexes. So I will use the two of them together. For some of my patients that have smaller abdomens to begin with, I might use the lipocell followed by the M-Sculpt Neo. And then when they get the fat that's less than a centimeter, some of them are thrilled and some of them are like, I want this off. And so then I'll do Kybella, which is liposuction in a needle, as I like to call it. I did the clinical trials for Kybella. And that's deoxycholic acid, an injectable by Allergan. And we'll do it into the quote-unquote trouble spots, where the fat has not completely gone away, where people want more muscle showing. So sometimes I'll use all three of those techniques together. In terms of very negative side effects, I've never had burns, but burns have been reported. You need to pay attention to what the patient is saying, and it's real-time feedback. So you're doing it on the patient's awake and alert. They're like, that's a little sensitive. You lighten up a little, you might change the level that you're doing it on, that type of thing. But the majority of my patients are like, get this fat off. And so they come in once a month for the 3 to 4 month cycle before we might move on to the M-Sculpt Neo, depending on what they want done. Obviously depends on their height, their weight, their overall BMI, and the state of health that they're in. A couple of final comments. One of my realtors, he's on his feet constantly selling extremely expensive apartments and houses. And with his abdomen being heavy, he was noticing some lower back pain. And since he did the lipocell, he lost about 3.8, almost 4 inches of his stomach with us. And now he's like, my back feels like I'm a baby. This is great. So that's fabulous. A lot of my female patients that don't like their inner thigh, but don't want liposuction because of the waving that it can give you in your inner thigh, will ask us for lipocell on the inner thigh to start with, debulk some of the fat, and then we take the rest of it off with Kybella, which gives a very smooth inner thigh, and patients like that result. So that's another one in terms of combination treatments. And then finally, I personally do not have CoolSculpting, but some of my patients will use the lipocell and the CoolSculpting together. So there are infinite ways to use this technology. Like I said, very safe and effective. And we had a decent amount of questions. I recommend the lipocell to anybody that does not directly compete with me in Montclair, New Jersey. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye now.
This has been an exclusive podcast with the Dermatology Digest.
find more at www.thedermdigest.com. Thank you for joining us.